Now a footbridge surrounded by lush trees spans a canal. A word appears, Amsterdam. The man from the bedroom walks along the canal wearing a raincoat over his suit. As he passes under the bridge, he pulls a note from his pocket and reads it. Stepping back into the light, he looks up at a brick building on his left. He double-checks the note and heads toward the building. Inside, a receptionist takes his coat at the foot of a long stairway.
Follow me, please.
He follows her up the staircase to a large, elegantly furnished room lined with white pillars and marble statues. An elderly man dressed in all black stands by a table. The two men shake hands and sit at the table.
Morning.
Later, they inspect diamonds.
I want her to have something that she won't be uncomfortable wearing. I don't want to give her a diamond so big she'd be afraid to wear it.
She's probably more courageous than you imagine.
The old man passes a gem holder and a magnifying glass to his customer.
Is this a pillow?
No, it's a measure. Look at the corners.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the grading box. The pillow has a slight arc to the sides. It is a modern version of the old mine cut. Let's look at the color. Put it table side down.
So you're looking through the pavilion?
Yes, there's more to look through.
He turns the diamond over on a piece of paper, then holds it up to his magnifying glass, revealing a faint yellow around the edges.
It appears to be yellow.
It's nitrogen that gives it the yellow. The colors start with D. A D stone has no color.
So what am I looking at?
H.
Is that still a good color?
That's a very good color. The truth is that anything you can say about the diamond is in the nature of a flaw. A perfect diamond would be composed simply of light. Do you see the inclusion?
No.
It is small, what we would call a feather. Remember, you're not looking for merit. This is a cynical business. We seek only imperfection.
Yes. I think I see it. So it is graded what?
A VS1. Some might grade it higher.
You might grade it higher.
The diamond dealer nods with a smile.
You like this stone?
Oh, I like that stone.
The customer brings his folded hands to his mouth.
How many carats is it?
3.9.
It's expensive.
The old man shrugs with a smile. He stands up and crosses to the other side of the table.
The stones themselves have their own view of things. Let me show you.
He unfolds a piece of paper and sets it on the desk. A diamond rests at its center.
This is a cautionary stone.
The customer picks it up with the gem holder.
Although I suppose every diamond is cautionary.
A cautionary diamond?
Of course, why not? That's not a small thing to wish for, however unattainable, to aspire to the stone's endless destiny. Isn't that the meaning of adornment? To enhance the beauty of the beloved is to acknowledge both her frailty and the nobility of that frailty. We announce to the darkness that we will not be diminished by the brevity of our lives. That we will not thereby be made less. You will see.
He regards the diamond thoughtfully. Now a silver Bentley convertible drives along a low stone wall. An attendant waves it through a gate and it parks near a white villa with a curved outer wall. A valet runs over to the diamond customer as he gets out from behind the wheel. A muscular man greets him.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you.
Good, counselor. Chris, how you doing?
Good.
He gives the muscular man a high five. They step into a lively pool party where a DJ adjusts control knobs. The two men walk straight to the bar and the visitor grabs a drink.
Where's Reiner?
He's in there.
He makes his way through the party and past the enormous aquamarine pool. One of the cheetahs sits on a lounge chair. In a spacious office decorated with modern furniture, the blonde sits in the wild-haired man's lap.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, honey, who'd pay for it?
I put the credit card down, so obviously I paid for it.
You pay for it. I don't care.
But you like it?
I do like it. I've never been to Barbados. Are all the ladies as sexy as you?
It's a steaming pit of sexual abandon.
I don't believe you.
Well, it used to be. I left.
Come in.
A thick door slowly swings inward, and the visitor steps into the stylish office.
Good morning, counselor.
Morning. Malkina?
Hola, guapo.
Malkina swats his rear as she leaves the room.
How's Laura?
Incredible.
That says I'm all right.
Reiner gives him a big hug, then leads him inside.
I assume she's not privy to your newest business venture.
She's not? And your lady?
Yeah.
The counselor leans on a chair.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what she knows. I don't want to know.
You don't trust her?
Jesus, counselor, she's a woman. Yeah, well, I don't mean to sound that cold. I just mean that where men are concerned, they've got their own agenda. I always liked smart women, but it's been an expensive hobby, you know?
Yeah.
He points to monitors displaying data.
You know what all that stuff is?
Mostly, yeah. Anything I don't know, I can ask her, which worries me even more.
Mm. The counselor pours himself a Bloody Mary.
Never told me what happened with you and the lovely Clarissa.
Miss Clarissa, the extraordinary body. I think in the end, it was jealousy that undid us.
Jealousy?
Yeah, she was getting more pussy than I was.
Is that true?
I think so. Probably, yeah.
The counselor faces an exterior glass wall.
So is this place secure?
Who knows? I don't speak in arraignable phrases anywhere. There's a scrambler on the phone, but still, there's a lot of smart people out there. Of course, anybody who thinks he's the smartest is on his way to the slam.
Would that be me?
Nah. Although I have to say that I always thought a law degree was a license to steal, and that you, for one, hadn't really capitalized on it. Yeah, well, you're not the straight dude people think, though, are you?
I guess not.
I don't mean the caper, I mean you. Women like you.
All right.
You know what they like about you?
I'm a good fuck.
Right. No, they can sniff out the moral dilemma, the paradox.
Moral dilemma.
Yeah, they're drawn to it. Not sure why. Maybe it's just that, lacking any moral sense themselves, they're fascinated by it in men. And men are attracted to flawed women too, of course, but their illusion is that they can fix them. Women don't want to fix anything. They only want to be entertained. The truth about women is you can do anything to them except bore them.
Well, there's nothing about Laura that I would want to fix.
Maybe not.
But you think she knows things about me that I don't know about myself?
Jesus, counselor, I'm not even sure what sort of a question that is.
Yeah.
Most of Reiner's flashy patterned shirt hangs out of his tight purple pants as he joins the counselor on a couch. Leaning close, he places a hand on the counselor's shoulder.
If you pursue this road that you've embarked upon, you will eventually come to moral decisions that will take you completely by surprise. You won't see it coming at all.
I don't intend to take this up as a trade.
Yeah, one-time deal, right?
Which you've heard 1,000 times.
Nah, but a few. And what usually happens is that after a couple of deals, they know more than you do, and they set up shop across the street.
How's that work out for them?
Not well.
So that would be a moral issue?
Not for me.
Or for your associates?
Yeah, well.
Reiner grins.
They have a real aversion to mixing business with pleasure.
Looking away, the counselor sips his drink.
Do you know what a bolito is?
Nope. Bolo is one of those skinny neckties or one of those things you throw Argentina.
Yeah, right. No, in this case, it's a mechanical device. And it has this small electric motor with this rather incredible compound gear that retrieves a steel cable, battery driven. And the cable is made out of some unholy alloy, almost impossible to cut it. And it's in a loop. And you come up behind the guy and you drop it over his head. And you pull the free end of the cable tight and walk away. No one ever even sees you. And pulling the cable activates the motor and the noose starts to tighten and it continues to tighten until it goes to zero.
Cuts the guy's head off.
Yeah, well, he can.
There's nothing he can do.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
3, 4 minutes, 5, maybe. It depends on your collar size.
You're shitting me.
No. It's just that there's no easy way to turn the thing off. Or reason to. It just keeps running until the noose closes completely, and then it self-destructs. Actually, you're probably dead in less than a minute.
From strangulation?
No.
Reiner leans closer.
The wire cuts through the carotid arteries and then sprays blood all over the spectators, and everybody goes home.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet. Think about it, Counselor.